There was a time, a long time ago,
when there were some very anxious and soon to be broken-hearted people. They had a friend that they loved very much. They loved this family very much. And it was, the news came that this person named Lazarus, who they greatly loved, was very sick. And so they brought this news to Jesus. And Jesus' words were, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." Those words must have seemed like mocking words, haunting words, misspoken words, just a few days later, when they were grieving at the death bed, the funeral of Lazarus. This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby. It doesn't have to be sickness. It can be a number of other great burdens of the soul. And similar words are spoken to people just like those who loved Lazarus when Peter writes his first letter to people who are scattered, dispersed, and under incredibly heavy weights and heavy burden. And he says, this trial, though it's heavy, very heavy, will be found in the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. And earlier and then after, he also tells them that this is for the glory of Jesus Christ, but we get to share in that glory. So as we are under these heavy burdens, as we are under these heavy trials, we are also sustained by a living hope. A hope that will not leave us ashamed. We are kept by the power that spun forth this globe. Our faith will be sustained and kept by this power. And then we await an inheritance that is incorruptible. That is undefiled. What a blessing that is as our hopes, our bodies fade, are showing their corruptibility, and that fadeth not away, that is reserved in heaven for us. And so he would say, gird up the loins of your mind. Don't fall apart. Gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for this great salvation that the prophets have spoken of, the angels desire to look into, and you are the recipients of this great salvation in Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, if we are in Jesus Christ, we are the recipients of a great salvation, and we should be sustained by a great, living, lively hope that anchors the soul. Well, that's pertinent every day, and it's certainly pertinent today. There's a sickness that we're aware of, and we don't yet know what it's unto, naturally speaking. The doctor said it's terminal. We'll see about that. I'm looking at somebody right now, Sister Melanie, who we've been praying for, has been through all kinds of things, and also this week got her 3-month cancer-free scan. Praise the Lord for that. We don't know what the sickness is unto for her, but we've already seen it be for the glory of God. The Son of God has been glorified in her testimony through this time. We all have wondered, if we're honest, at the kindness and the compassion of God. Is it really true? Is it really as faithful as we just sang when thinking about Sister Sandra's life? We all have grieved with her numerous times. We have prayed for her. We have been speechless. Speechless, that means nothing to say. Because we didn't know what to say. At times of intense and great grief. And then, Will's diagnosed with terminal cancer. What do you say? What do you do? And God is not put off. He knows our frames. He knows what we're dust. And He pities us even in our doubts. And God is faithful. And in that faithfulness, He has used this sickness to draw Will back to Himself. Will's testimony is that I believe I was truly converted when I was 7 years old, very young. And I strayed far from God. And in God's faithfulness, which includes this diagnosis, God has brought Will to the place where he wants to follow Jesus in baptism today. Does Jesus care? Oh, yes, He cares. Oh, yes, He cares. And friend, let this moment today be seared deeply into your mind. There's bad news everywhere. Jefferson alluded to it in his first prayer, in the very first prayer this morning. Lord, I woke up heavy with bad news. There's bad news everywhere. And there is evidence everywhere of the faithfulness of God.